The following is a Japa talk given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on April 24th, 2017, in Pune, India.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Sri Krishna has fully manifested Himself within His holy name. And we have the opportunity to directly connect with Him. Actually, it is simultaneously direct and indirect. Prabhupada explains in his purport in the Bhagavad Gita. It is indirect because it's done through the medium of the Guru Parampara system. We do not directly approach Krishna. We approach Him through the medium of the spiritual master and the previous acharyas. However, when you take that humble approach, approaching through the spiritual master and the acharyas, then even though it is indirect, you are directly connected with Krishna. So this aspect of approaching through the medium of Guru also extends out to the principle of through the medium of the Vaishnavas. As Narottam Das Thakur says, Anande bolo hari bhaja vrindavan shri guru vaishnava pade majayaman. Ecstatically chant Hare Krishna, always be absorbed in Sri Vrindavan Dham, worship Guru and Vaishnavas, the lotus feet of these great personalities. So how much we're actually connecting with Krishna can be seen by how much we're actually loving the devotees. In other words, you can't really love Krishna without loving the devotees. You can't really serve Krishna without serving the devotees. So if you want to perfect your relationship with Nama Prabhu, then devotee Prabhu also, you have to perfect your relationship with the devotee. Your equals, your peers, those who are junior to you, those who are senior, all levels of devotees, you have to master the art of perfectly associating with all varieties of devotees, more advanced, equally advanced, and less advanced. And this also includes the jiva souls. They're actually all devotees. They're just covered. So they are, in one sense, junior devotees, although they don't realize it yet. So even Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions jiva aparad, how we deal with the jiva souls, the common people who are not yet devotees. That's also an aspect of our relationship with the name. So we have to see that all of our dealings with everyone, the non-devotees, the devotees, even the demons, according to the instructions of the scriptures, you have to learn how to deal with every variety of personality, even the dog on the street, every variety of living entity. How you relate with them is going to affect your relationship with the holy name of Krishna. So this community here, there's so many devotees, what a great opportunity to develop, have loving relationships with so many devotees. This is an incredible opportunity to go deep, deep, deep into Nama Ruchi. There's also Sangha Ruchi, you see, how you're associating with the devotees. Not only what you do when you're with them, or what you say when you're talking to them, but what you're thinking about them also. You see, that's also part of your association with devotees, what you're thinking about the devotees. What attitude do you have towards this devotee? What attitude do you have towards that devotee? Is it a perfect attitude? Are there flaws in that attitude? So it's on all levels, thinking, speaking, and acting. We have to learn how to perfectly associate with all living entities. And that, the sum total of that, is manifested in your relationship with the name. Of course, it works the other way as well. By trying to focus on the name, trying to develop a taste for the name through humble absorption in that sound vibration, that will also empower you to have quality relationships. So you work it from both ends. The better you have relationships, the better your relationship with the name. The better your relationship with the name, the better your relationship with the jivas. So work it from both ends. And if you do so very diligently, with great intensity, with great concentration, with great focus, always begging Guru and Krishna to help you out of the quagmire you're caught up in right now, namely the cycle of birth and death. If you're intensely begging them to rescue you, then because of your intense desire, burning away all other desires, you see, for sex, for profit, adoration, and distinction. Prabhupada said, no, all material desires, he says, no sex desire, he wrote me personally, no sex desire, all material desires, zero, no jnana, no karma, no yoga, all material desires, zero, you see. So we have to take those material desires and zero them out and just simply have one desire only, to awaken pure love for Krishna and the Vaishnavas. And then our lives will become perfect, and then we'll become unlimitedly happy, and we'll be able to bestow the highest benediction upon the suffering souls of this world by flooding this entire universe with Krishna consciousness as soon as possible. Thank you very much.